shop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And it's a beautiful spring afternoon. The sky is blue. The wind is mild. The temperature is invigorating. And, well, I guess this afternoon is Barry Shamish. He's going to bring us an update on what's going on in Israel. But I have to comment first about the fact that 60 Minutes had Barack Obama on again for 40 minutes. Now, I have never, and I've watched 60 Minutes for a long time, nobody in the history of 60 Minutes has ever had the play, the build-up, the effort to get the American people behind a president, the way that 60 Minutes, which is part of the establishment, in fact, it's part of the secret societies, it came out of the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. Its logo is the occult all-seeing eye. You see it in the right lower quadrant of the screen. But CBS is doing everything they can to present Barack Obama as a forceful leader, and he really makes a very good impression. He's got a wonderful smile, beautiful white teeth, and of course he is quite glib, except he tells us that the major thing we've got to do is get these people on Wall Street to understand what's really going on. They ought to go out and see what's really going on Main Street. They ought to see the way things are, you know, in the central part of our country. You know, in the Midwest. He doesn't ever mention that his largest political contributors came from Wall Street. The Goldman Sachs was his second largest contributor, and certainly J.P. Morgan Chase wasn't far behind. That Barack Obama has surrounded himself with people from the Trilateral Commission, and that's Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. 11 members of his most intimate and high-ranking staff come from the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, the problem is not that the major banks, we just can't get them lending. They don't want to lend. They want to precipitate this crisis. And he's trying to give us the idea that if we just spend more money, we can solve the problem. Well, if we spend more money, we're going to destroy our currency. And that's exactly what they intend to do, destroy our currency and impoverish our people. But with that as a background, let's get over to what's going on in Israel. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right.
Now, do you have any, tell us what's going on as far as Israel is concerned.
Just the typical news. I just made a little list of last couple days of a country determined to kill itself. We'll begin with water. The Yarmouk River, well, now it's in Jordan. It used to flow into the Kinneret, but it was dammed under the Jordan-Israel Peace Treaty of 1994 so that it just goes into Jordan. Well, the Jordanians polluted the Yarmouk with oil and sewage, and it stunk. And it stunk so bad that they couldn't give their people water. 50,000 cubic meters of the Yarmouk River were thoroughly polluted and had to be dumped somewhere. I mean, I don't know where you dump polluted water, but they had to get rid of it because it was undrinkable. And they turned to Israel, which has not had a winter. And Israel not only replaced the 50,000 cubic meters that were polluted for reasons we can only guess at, and certainly have much to do with Jordanian blackmail. Israel gave Jordan 182,000 cubic meters of water to replace the 50,000 that Jordan polluted. This is just watching the news. Something is going on under the table that Israel, which has no water, which is facing, they're rationing water right now in March. It's unheard of. at the end of the rainy season, Israel is running out of water, but they still found 182,000 cubic meters to give to Jordan, who polluted, well, what was once Israel's water, the Yarmouk River, and it did once flow into the Sea of Galilee. And it's now been dammed up to give Jordan Israeli water. They polluted it, and Israel gave almost four times the amount the Jordanians polluted. For reasons, who knows what the reasons are. It's certainly not because Israel can afford to spare water.
Well, I think I think Israel is in very much the same position as the United States is. I mean, the people have one agenda, but there is an invisible government in Israel. There's an invisible government in the United States. And our leaders, the invisible government, have a different agenda, and they have no loyalty to the United States. And I don't think the leaders of your government over there, what I would refer to as the invisible government, have any loyalty to Israel. I think that would very well explain what's going on. Certainly, nobody who is loyal to Israel would do anything so foolish.
Yeah, when you consider what the other side is up to, that's being awfully generous. You know, there was on Saturday evening, there was a car bomb found in the underground parking lot of a very big mall in Haifa. It's called the Gulf Center. Now, it went off, and that alerted security guards, and they sent in the bomb squad. And what they discovered is that the bomb didn't work, that it was an enormous bomb, 40 kilograms, that's about 90 pounds of explosive in the trunk of a car, and how it even got, you know, I mean, Israeli shopping malls have guards, and before you can park, you have to open your trunk. So I would start looking at the guards and find out, one, were they paid off to let this car in, or two, they have stopped guarding. But this car could, well, if it had gone off the way it was planned, this car would have brought down the three-story shopping mall with 23 theaters on a Saturday night, without exaggeration, killing hundreds of thousands. It was a huge terror attack that went wrong. And this is not the first time. Israel has escaped horrible terror attacks by the skin of its teeth. Now, just this year, just to go over some big terrorism, not a bus blowing up. I mean, big terrorism. You had on Yom Kippur an Iranian ship called the Dayanet was just filled with nuclear waste. It was a dirty bomb, and it was supposed to go off on Yom Kippur opposite the coast of Tel Aviv and kill many, many thousands of people. In fact, it was hijacked by Somali pirates who started dying. 16 of them were dead within a week or two of taking this ship. If this ship was not hijacked by the pirates, it would have actually essentially nuked Israel. The winds would have taken the dirty material with sand, actually. It was actually bought from China. It would have just polluted Israel. Well, Israel would have been nuked. And this was also stopped, just like this massive bomb under the Haifa Mall. You know, this is where God may actually be playing a role so far. Very, very serious terror attacks, two of them this year, probably more. But two that we know about that would have killed masses of people by the skin of Israel's teeth, it didn't work. And this was two nights ago. And by the way, they suspect Fatah, the PLO. Who else could get to Haifa? Hamas can't get to Haifa.
Well, Barry, do you ever stop to think maybe God's intervening, looking after Israel? We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a 1-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase 2 items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. He's telling us about, well, a terrorist attack in Haifa here just recently. And then, of course, the other attacks that have occurred, certainly in Israel, then the attempt to actually explode a ship laden with uranium, contaminated sand, dust, you know, off the coast of Tel Aviv. But it didn't occur. Fortunately, the Somali pirates, they captured the ship, and of course they all got very ill. But this certainly was an act of war against Israel. Who was behind that? Was that the Iranians, Barry?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, if you want to talk about close calls, the biggest close call of massive death was, I guess, 4 years ago. Now, it worked like this. An oil truck, a gasoline truck, left a terminal outside the Gaza Strip. Actually, it supplied Gaza with fuel oil. And it was returning to the terminal in Israel to refill. And this is how it works in Israel. There's one primary terminal. It's called the Galit Terminal. It's right in the heart of the most populated part of Israel. It's at the Herzliya Junction. Well, to its left is Ramat HaSharon. To the right is Herzliya. This is very packed, populated Israel. It doesn't get denser. Now, it's a very stupid thing to have these giant tanks of refined petroleum in the middle of such a populated area, but wasn't populated when they built it. And the government of Israel has been saying that they're going to move it to a more secure place. They haven't done it, of course. Now, what happened in Gaza is that a large bomb was put on the undercarriage of this gasoline truck. And when it got to Galit, it was going to explode. Well, it was going to explode the whole terminal. The truck would have exploded. The tanks would have exploded. Not just the petroleum. In the blast itself, hundreds would have been dead. This is also on the coastal road from Tel Aviv to Haifa, packed. It's always a traffic jam there. But the fumes from the six, well, from these, I'm trying to think, there must be five or six large tanks where the fuel trucks fill up and go to the gas stations. They would have all exploded. And the fumes, they estimated, would have killed in the tens of thousands of people between the explosion, the heat, the fires, and everything associated with blowing up the largest fuel terminal in Israel with one rigged fuel truck. It would have been a massive terror attack. But once again, the bomb under the truck only partially went off, just like in Haifa, and it prevented a massive terror attack. Like I say, if you blow up a bus and you kill 16, that's a tragedy. But when you start killing in the hundreds and thousands, or the tens of thousands, which the last three attacks, again, the one in Haifa would have killed 1,000. It would have brought down a crowded shopping mall. The Iran Dayanites would have killed, well, in the tens of thousands, conceivably, and the Galit would have killed in the thousands. All three went wrong, but that doesn't mean that the other side isn't planning to make one of them work. And they don't stop planning. That's the problem. They don't take a break from planning. And what worries me is that one of the upcoming massive attacks won't fail. I just mentioned three major attacks that did fail. You keep on going long enough, and something is bound to work.
Well, I think that you're right, but you know, as I look and see what's going on, and I, of course, we're repeatedly told here in the United States that we're involved in a war on terror, and yet our leaders consistently refuse to try to seal off the southern border where the terrorists would come in. And it isn't logical if we're really involved in a war on terror and all those terrorists want to kill us here. I mean, you would think they could get at least a couple across the border and with a bomb and set it off in a mall or at a football game or something. something like that, but it just never seems to happen. Certainly, you know, if they wanted to destroy one of our major cities, they could attack one of our chemical plants, you know, adjacent to a major city, and those are not adequately guarded. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, if we're already involved in a war on terror, you would think that they would have, you know, be guarding those chemical plants very carefully. And the other thing is, we're involved in a war on terror, and we haven't had any attacks going all the way back to September 11th. How could it possibly be that our opponents could be so incompetent? And the same way, I would ask about how could the terrorists over there in Israel be so incompetent? Certainly, you've got some suicide bombers, you know, when they come in with their vests laden with explosives. But here's an opportunity to kill an awful lot of Israelis. And either there's got to be divine intervention, or we've got the most incompetent terrorists, or maybe this war on terrorism is as phony as the $3 bill. In other words, as it is with the Irish Republican Army, the leaders of the Irish Republican Army attacking Great Britain were all members of British intelligence. But go right ahead.
Well, whatever is going on, since the Oslo Accord was signed, 2,000 Israelis have been murdered in terror attacks, and over 10,000 wounded. So it's not as if Israel is immune. And despite this, Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, had a long interview this week. It was reprinted in England. I believe it was to a Lebanese newspaper. It doesn't matter. What matters is that he said that Olmert and Assad were negotiating through the Turks, and Olmert, he said, came within a hair's breadth of coming to a Golan agreement where, well, he gives up the whole Golan. That's what the agreement was. And Assad said that it was only prevented because of the attack on Hamas. The Turks went crazy because they got both sides to agree to 2-3 days away from signing it, is what Assad said. And the Turks arranged it. Israel invades Gaza. The whole thing goes up in smoke. Now, we could make the claim that Olmert knew that an attack on Gaza would upend the talks with Syria, but I wouldn't bet on that. I think he just took a risk. Oops, I hear the music.
You hear the music? Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish. But for our listeners, I would like to suggest that lots of times things just are not what they appear to be. And if they don't make sense, then there's got to be another explanation. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late. Too late. Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up? Why? And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage? Supplies are running low. Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to go ahead and get out, first of all, tell people how they can get your new book, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get your website.
Well, the new book is called The Compromised Land, and it's now available at lulu.com. You just go to www.lulu.com and write in my name, in the search box, Chamish. That's Shamish. You'll get to a book that's now not even 2 weeks old. It's in the second edition. Odd story. I hate new books. They're so much trouble to get right. I didn't like the first edition, so all of 10 were printed. And then I found out people wanted a genuine first edition that was out of print after 2 days, believing that it would be valuable. So I sent them out. Well, I sent half of them out. I think I'll send you the new edition when the time comes, but neither here nor there. It's all reformatted and ready at lulu.com. My website is barrychamish.com, and every now and then giving up my phone number works. A listener of yours named Mr. Taylor ordered my entire collection DVDs and books, And I, after listening to us talk, he phoned me up, and it's actually a large collection by now, especially with the new book and Bye Bye Gaz and so forth. And I gave him rare books, really my last books of Traders and Carpetbaggers in the Promised Land, just for ordering everything. So here's the phone number if you want to order my DVDs or have the lecture. And by the way, the Pope is coming to Jerusalem in May, and I've got a very serious lecture on what a disaster that is going to be. So if you want me to talk about the Pope and the Vatican and Shimon Peres and the giveaway of Jerusalem, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And invite me to speak. All right, that's it. End of plug.
Okay,
back we go to Israel.
Right ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Now, tomorrow is a very strange day in Israeli history. Benjamin Netanyahu has been trying to put together a government. And the last thing he wants is a right-wing government, even though the Jews of Israel voted overwhelmingly for a right-wing government. To remind you, in the last election, 65%, really of the Jews, voted for Likud to the right. And 55 votes went to the center and left, but you have about 17 of them are Arab. So the Jews overwhelmingly want to go back to the days of when the Likud was the Likud, and they have to go a long ways for that, all the way to Menachem Begin. But that's what the Jews want. But Netanyahu is determined not to give it to them. He has invited the Labor Party, the Labor Zionists he wants to bring into the government, which is an evil I have spoken about, and their leader, Ehud Barak, is a wicked murderer. I'm going to use the word without proving it right now. I've done it in the past. Netanyahu wants them in the government. Tomorrow, the Labor Party meets to take a vote and decide if they will join the new Israeli government, which will suddenly not be a right-wing government anymore. It will be a right-left government. Now, we can hope that Labor has some integrity and their voters vote no. But I wouldn't bet on it. It's up in the air right now. But the point is, that's what Netanyahu is aiming for. Now, I'm going to give you some of the pressure on Netanyahu. The first issue is that Javier Solana had a little meeting with Netanyahu where he told him, and by the way, this is reported all through Europe, and I haven't seen it yet in an American publication, but Solana gave Netanyahu a very grave warning that the EU has decent ties with Israel currently, but if Netanyahu does what the people want and voted to have done, that is, put an end to this two-state horrible Oslo process, Solana warned that the EU will abandon Israel. He didn't use such diplomatic language either. Every now and then he uses, diplomacy, like the EU will reevaluate ties to Israel, stuff like that. But he also says we're going to drop you like a hot potato and you're going to have no ties with Europe if you drop the two-state process, if you drop the evil of the Oslo Accord, which should have been dropped. It should never have been signed. But that's it. Europe will abandon Israel. if Netanyahu does what the Israeli people want and put a stop to Oslo. And it actually gets worse. Netanyahu chose his national security advisor, Uzi Arad. Now, Arad was and is denied entry into the United States as a security risk. The reason given is that he was the handler of Larry Franklin of AIPAC, who was supposedly the thief of very sensitive information on Iran. This looks like a setup, but again, why shouldn't Israel have sensitive information on Iran? Iran almost dropped a dirty bomb on Israel last Yom Kippur, and is a very, very serious threat to the country. Why shouldn't Israel have information on Iran, even if it comes from the United States? It's not information on the United States, after all. Nonetheless, a little background about Uzi Arad. This comes from my friend in Australia. Her name is Ilana. And she was actually my hostess in Australia a number of years back. Nice lady. She went to a speech of Uzi Arad's, and he handed out his CV, his bio. And right on the bio, it says, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, no one, the way she tells me, no one in the audience knew that is a very suspicious membership. But she did. And she brought it up to him and said outright, what are you doing belonging to such an anti-Israel organization as the Council on Foreign Relations? And she said he got very distant and very quiet and didn't answer the question. But just so you know, Uzi Arad, who was denied entry into the United States as a security risk, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Benjamin Netanyahu chose him as the Israeli National Security Advisor. Lest you think that CFR is restricted to the United States, it is not.
It's all throughout the world. Hey, you're going to have to cut off. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at Genesis Radio.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and first we, our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish. And Barry, we've got about 5 minutes to go, so you pick up the story.
All right. It's the story of bad publicity against Israel this week. I got a letter from Germany saying everyone's talking about Netanyahu's new foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, and is he really a fascist? And I had to write him the facts of the matter that he is in favor of dividing Jerusalem. He's brought it up to the cabinet that he has cut a deal on to accept the Martin Indyk CFR Oslo Accord, and it's just stupid publicity if you don't know the situation. And then there's an incident in Israel where soldiers wrote a piece in a low-level army newspaper admitting they committed atrocities in Gaza. And, you know, in any war, well, psychologists have said that one-third of the Jews will oppose their people. There's a psychological problem with self-hatred. These are kids who want to make publicity. And again, I was in the Lebanese war. I remember my unit was on a road. Across the valley was another road. We were watching a battle take place. We watched the PLO blow up a tank. And once the tank is hit with an RPG, that's it. All the ammunition explodes, and the tank bursts into flames, and the rest of the convoy was in an ambush, and it could have been us. And it's a war is a very deadly thing, and we were watching like it was a show while young Jews were being killed in this battle, and it's something I've never forgotten. And it's something that if anyone goes to war, anyone moving towards you is a potential threat. War is not a clean business. And so a couple of soldiers report on a couple of incidents, mistaken incidents perhaps, maybe not. But the fact remains that when you go to war, you're going to end up making mistakes. They called them atrocities, and the Israeli army was going to charge them, and now they've decided it's just better to let this thing pass instead of taking them to court. But the point is the amount of publicity against Israel, and this instance with the soldiers and the atrocities was front page New York Times. There's no perspective about the kind of battle that's being fought in Israel. It is a war, and in a war, well, people are going to die who shouldn't have died. It's that simple. And I guess with very little time left, I'm just going to add that when the Pope comes to Jerusalem in May, and that's, by the way, what I would love to lecture on if anyone wants that. This is a devastating danger for Israel, and we've done this in previous shows, but nonetheless, the Pope has asked that the Western Wall, what you may refer to as the Wailing Wall, be cleared when he visits it. Now, the Western Wall has never been cleared for anybody at any time. It's against everything that the Jewish religion stands for, that you clear the wall of worshipers so that one person can worship all by himself. And remember, he's not worshiping on behalf of Judaism. He's coming there in Roman Catholic robes with a cross, and he's all by himself at the Western Wall. And I'm telling you something, it's not to clear a few people away. It's to send a message to Roman Catholics worldwide that this is ours, this whole of Eastern Jerusalem, the whole of the Old City, all of the holy places in Jerusalem have been promised to the Holy See by Israel's president, Shimon Peres. And boy, I'm doing that in record time, but we've done the whole story on the show before.
All right, fine. Well, I think that Israel is in some very, very difficult times. There are many, many people who look upon Jerusalem as the center of the world, and all political and religious activity is going to center there. That's why I think we're entering such exciting times. And, of course, I fear that there's going to be war. There's certainly going to be other wars over there. Everything would point that something is going to happen between Israel or the United States and Iran. So all of these things are leading someplace, Barry. We're just going to have to keep our eye and focus on that and maybe even read the Bible and see what the prophets have said 2,000 years ago. Anyway, God bless, and thanks so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you with us again next week.
Great. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, Brian. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Barry Shamish. And if you're a Christian, you'd like to know what the future holds, let me suggest the DVDs we have called The Final Countdown with Pastor Billy Crone. We actually have them on CD, too, if you'd like at least the first five. And they're called Countdown to Armageddon, but it's basically the same story. The advantage of the DVDs, you can see the video clips. The advantage of the CDs is you can listen to them in your car. So you can get them both, and you can actually learn an awful lot and really begin to understand exactly what is taking place today. And then, of course, we certainly want to encourage you to think about some of Pastor Crone's other material, his 10-DVD set on creation, his excellent 4-DVD set on RFID identification, his 1-DVD, Get a Life, the story of his own conversion from being in the New Age and in the occult to accepting our Lord and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then of course, I think either a 5 or a 10-DVD set, Please Don't Go to Hell. We carry all of them. We think they're important. We really want to give you the spiritual background of what's going on. Of course, to understand the forces working on the other side, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. you need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, because there really is a secret there. It's been around for 5,000 years, and it's important that people understand what this is about. We have a shorter version of that called The Secret Knowledge, but there really is a secret. The people on the other side will write about it. Rhonda Burns has written a book about it. It's just called The Secret. I call mine The Forbidden Secret. She wants you to get involved. We want to warn you not to get involved. So we have an excellent syllabus that goes with our talk, The Forbidden Secret, so that you can actually begin to see how even many of our leaders will use these terms. And once you understand esoteric writing or esoteric speaking, where you have an idea, you want to put it forward, but you don't want anybody other than the elect to know. And so you start out a sentence, and then you put a lot of garbage in the middle, a lot of verbiage, and then you end it up. So that the average person gets confused by everything that's being said. And so much of what's going on today is aimed at confusing you. Don't be confused. Understand there is a master plan. It's being carried out today. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't laid in a supply of long-term food for storage, or got yourself a Berkey, or laid in some medical supplies, I should say health supplies, give us a call. And then, of course, if you'd like to get seeds, why, of course, the Seeds in a Can is sponsoring us, and you can get their telephone number by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and we'll send you information on the long-term storage food. We'll send you information on the Berkey material or Berkey water filters. We'll send you information on the health products that we carry, that Barbara and I take on a regular basis and keeps us going anyway. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will want to get some of our DVDs on The Eye of the Phoenix, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, or Riddles in Stone. There are three DVDs put out by our good friend Chris Pinto to take you into the background of the spiritual battle. Chris Pinto's excellent DVD on the Atlantis connection. You see, America is the new Atlantis. Constance Company on the emergence. We have a four-tape set with Constance on the Aquarian conspiracy. Go to our website, look at our material, remember, RadioLiberty.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on.